I'm here with Nick from the SQL Server Analysis Services team. Thanks for joining us, Nick. So what was your role on SQL Server 2008?
I'm working as a tester. So and what we've been doing here, we're running server, giving different loads and stress and make sure that server works as it's expected to work.
Okay, so with analysis services, what were some of the new features in 2008 that you were responsible for testing?
Yeah, a couple of, they're not major, but if you work in Excel, there were several performance improvements. So, you know, Excel is a client that's used for analysis services. And when you make a pivot table in Excel, you know, there is analysis services behind the scene. And we did several performance improvements. So when you drag your data, when you drag your column to the pivot table, you get data quickly. So this is one of the things I can tell. So it's like visuals, performance improvement of visual subselect, but this is
okay.
I'm not sure that it's interesting for everybody.
No, that's cool. So what are some challenges with testing a product as big as SQL Server and as analysis services? What's it like to actually be a tester, and what are the challenges?
Yeah, this is very fun, and the problems are obvious. This is big product. If you're thinking about in any dimension, number of lines of code, it has own language. It's a server. It must be reliable. And so this product is used by many users, literally thousands of users. So, and so we add new features, and when you add new feature, you make sure that it works and doesn't break up new features. So, and amount of testing here, this is incredible. And we do a lot of automation, and in automation it runs like for thousands and thousands of hours. Whatever we do, we're trying to automate this, and then we run it from build to build. Just like if we have weekly builds, so we have a weekly run of all automation tests. And probably I shouldn't tell exact numbers. So, but this are really thousands and thousands of tests, and this is really cool. What's changing in 2008, and we continue to change this. We are doing our test more generic, and it says the volume of tests is increasing. So if we had feature, and before this we had, say, dozen and thousand of test cases.
Uh-huh.
Right now the number is increasing because you want to verify dependency on the other stuff, and just this is very interesting. It requires to review, rethink how you're doing your testing, because like even if you have a test, it generates a log. The log is so huge that you have problems even restoring this. You
right.
need to analyze this, and you have 3,000 queries in a single test. You want to make sure that they all work. If there is one problem in this test, you don't want this to have 2,000 failures. So this
right.
is an interesting thing.
Cool. So have you been at Microsoft for long?
No. I've been working in another country, in another continent. Actually, it's a different world. Yeah, but Microsoft is very fun.
Cool. So what has your experience been like being a tester and analysis services, and in terms of just the people you work with and working on the product?
So that's interesting, that's fun, that's challenging, that's for sure, and a lot of pressure. And so, like, when you outside, so you probably don't see this, but when you're inside, you see that like many things that they affect of what it's doing and how it's doing. Like we have timelines, we have to do something for this. We have to ensure that our quality is high. So when you're outside, usually it looks like you have a product, you find a bug, you scream, "Hey guys, I have this bug! I want it fixed immediately."
Right.
But when you're assigned, you see this is one of 10 or dozen bugs, and they all have priorities, they all have impact, and you have to decide what is what is important, what is still important, but not right now, maybe later. That's,
sure.
So yeah, that's the difference. And you see how this process works here. And just this is very good. One of the nice practices I can tell it's about triage.
Uh-huh.
So when you have a bug and there are three people sitting in the room, PM, developer, and tester,
right,
and they all agree, what will you do with this bug?
Exactly, and that's part of the whole SQL engineering system.
Yeah,
so
it's the part of the process we have here. But I didn't have this in my previous work, and sometimes you could have these bugs. Hey guys, we've been working with clients, and clients, for them, like priority and severity, this is very so, and they can say, guys, this button is have to be red, and if it's not red, this is a showstopper for our product.
Right.
So they could tell this, but right now, if you tell these developers, would say, really? Oh, but here is another crash. If we don't do this is far more serious for us.
That's sure.
Yeah, so this is very good practice here. So
cool. So SQL Server 2008 RTM just a couple weeks ago. Does it feel good to be done with that and on to the next thing?
Yeah, it's very good. And if we return back to our product, analysis services product, our release in 2005 was not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some people even say that you have to wait for Service Pack 1 to start working with this. But quality of this release is really good, and we had many CTPs, common technologies preview before this release, and we get feedback from people, and some of them went to production even with CTPs. So
right.
This is a very good sign, and we get feedback from different sources. Like we participate in some news groups and forums and look how people are feeling. Yeah, many of them say that the quality is very good.
Great. Well, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.